Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the part I like about it is it dunks on the Browns, and they've been such a hapless franchise, they deserve it. And they do have a GM who thinks he's smarter than everybody who runs their team. Mm-hmm. And so when you don't mince words here and you don't do anything anonymously and you come right out and say, yeah, this guy thinks he's smarter than everybody else, but really he's an idiot. I do appreciate that as a Steelers fan. What is most interesting about this comment, though, that now has been talked about for almost 24 hours is why did Mike Tomlin choose now to do something he never does, which is talk about somebody else's business? That's one of his 10 commandments as a coach. I worry about the Steelers. I talk Steelers on Tuesdays. I'll only talk about the team we're playing if it pertains to that matchup. I'm not going to talk about a trade another team made. I'm not going to talk about a signing another team made. I'm worried about us. And instead, he took this opportunity to blast the Browns for giving Joe Flacco to the Bengals. And here we go, mere days after that trade happened, Flacco's going to suit up against the Steelers in this game. My theory is he is maybe not scared to death, but he is concerned about Joe Flacco. He thinks he respects Joe Flacco. He thinks Joe Flacco, even at 40, is a very dangerous man. And I frankly don't really get it. I don't get why at this point in Joe Flacco's career, Tomlin still wakes up in a cold sweat about playing against him.
Because
he's not a good quarterback anymore.
I do. I know why he wakes up in a cold sweat.
Because of what happened last year in the Colts game?
I don't think it's even... That's absolutely part of it because it's proof of concept.
But he was worried about that happening before it happened. Like, he had a premonition that Flacco might go in the game, and then it ended up beating them.
I know where the premonition comes from. But, I mean, the whole point of it is, I think he doesn't like Barry on general merits, I think, because of he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and to Mike, he's not a real ball knower. He's not like a true football guy. Whatever.
He's an analytics guy. He's numbers guy.
Omar Khan's an analytics guy, right. But he's our analytics guy.
And I boss him around, maybe.
And Andy Weidel is our football guy, and he's as football as it gets.
Sure.
I think this is why he's afraid of Joe Flacco, which is the real thing. I think my Mike Tomlin checks under his bed for Joe Flacco every night comment continues to be more and more valid. This is why. Joe Flacco is the outcome with Flacco when Tomlin is on the other side running a defense is very binary, I think. It is either one of two things. Tomlin's pass rush consistently gets home on Joe Flacco and forces him into the kind of mistakes that are bad Joe Flacco and sacks him because he's immobile. Or Joe Flacco does not get bothered by a pass rush, knows the answers to the tests that Tomlin is providing, and carves him up. When Tomlin plays Dylan Gabriel, is he worried about Dylan Gabriel knowing where to go with the football and not panicking if he's got a clean pocket?
No.
Not really. It's pretty much how he feels about most rookies. Mike is worried about quarterbacks, and this goes back to Tom Brady, which even straddled into the Dick LeBeau era, frankly. Even if they're just immobile statues, if they don't get touched by a blitz, the answers to the test present themselves, and those guys know where to put the football. And Mike knows that. Mike knows that if his pass rush does not get to Joe Flacco, that Joe Flacco won't panic, that Joe Flacco knows what he's seeing, he'll get the clear picture, and he'll start cooking.
Okay, so do you agree with him? Are you worried about Joe Flacco? Is he right?
Under one condition. Does your pass rush get home? He's much scarier than Jake Browning
Great, Chris. Like,
he's much scarier than Jake Browning would have been.
You just said the boilerplate thing that every
unlike the Bengals
football guy says about quarterbacks. Fine. If you give anybody time, they can pick you apart.
Unlike the quarterback that the Bengals were going to put out there before they traded for Joe Flacco, I think Joe Flacco on the right it can beat the Steelers Thursday. Yes.
That still really doesn't answer the question. Are you worried about Joe Flacco?
Yes, because he played Green Bay and they hardly got run off the field. He had them in that game against a team that I would imagine most Steelers fans don't feel all that great about the Steelers playing in a couple of weeks.
They did virtually nothing in the first half of that game and I think went 3 and out the first 5 possessions.
Was it not a 1-possession game pretty late?
It was a 1-possession game because the Bengals scored a touchdown to take it from 2 down to 1 and never really threatened to win the game, though. I mean, the final score wasn't really close, and the game was never close.
I mean, the final score was well within the spread, which I know very well because
I picked
it.
Yes, the spread was 15. It was like a college football spread.
I think
congratulations, Bengals, you covered. You didn't exactly strike fear in the Packers on
Joe
Sunday.
Joe Flacco smoked the Steelers last year with Michael Pittman and maybe...
They've got weapons in Indy.
Yes.
We know that. We're seeing what they're
Jamar
doing
Chase
now. They're the highest scoring offense in the AFC.
They also do not have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, who, of course, we know Mike thinks goon.
No, but what Indy has is an offensive line. They have a really good play caller, and they have maybe, now that Saquon's having a down year, the best running back in the NFL. The Bengals have, I haven't looked this up, they might have the worst rushing attack in NFL history. They might be the worst team we've ever seen at running the football through 6 games of a season. Their offensive line, they've done what the Steelers have done. They've put money and draft picks into it. It doesn't work. It ain't working.
Oh, it's going to be one-dimensional offense.
So they can't run it. The offensive line stinks. Zach Taylor's not Shane Steichen. And you're still worried? You still subscribe to the Mike Tomlin theory, which is, I've seen Joe Flacco 15 years ago throw the ball 50 yards downfield and either complete it to Torrey Smith or get a pass interference.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Penalty.
Pretty simple. I've seen Joe Flacco stand in the pocket in the last 365 days and cook a Steelers defense where Mike was desperate to keep Anthony Richardson on the field and worried about it. I think Joe Flacco with, for my money, still at worst a top 3 receiver in the league and probably a top 15 to 18 receiver in the league as his running buddy, can absolutely give the Steelers fits.
No quarterback has played the Steelers more. He's played more games against the Steelers, Joe Flacco, than any quarterback in NFL history. Are you worried about Joe Flacco on Thursday night? 412-928-9370. Donnie, how about you? Yay or nay? Worried about Joe? Last year you were clairvoyant. I heard you on pregame. I was on your pregame.
Yeah.
I was in a press box where I could get the video to work and Kabali couldn't.
Correct.
And so I had to do more work because Mark was technology illiterate. And you were saying those things. You were calling it before the game. I hope Anthony Richardson plays. I hope he does, because Flacco can come in off the bench cold and slice and dice this defense. Do you have the same concerns Thursday night?
So I have a little bit of it, but what is nice is that they can fully game plan for this, because that's what caught them off guard, even though they knew Joe Flacco was the backup anyway. In Indy last year, that was like the first excuse that got made. Well, we prepared for Anthony Richardson. He's much different than Joe Flacco. We weren't prepared for Joe Flacco. Getting to have that prep on him, I think, does help. quite a bit here. Now,
you don't sound worried. I think you're doing the thing where, like, you're giving Joe Flacco a little tip of the cap because he's had a great career. But I don't actually think you're worried that Friday morning we're going to come in here and you're going to be like, can you believe this old timer, this senior citizen?
Who's as old as your quarterback.
Yeah, but I was going to say Aaron moves better, but he really doesn't.
He moved a little bit better. I mean, Flacco's never moved well.
I think Flacco could beat them if they can't get to him. But the last three games, they've had, what, 17 sacks?
That's the same thing Chris said. But no, does anybody actually believe they won't get to him? That's the thing. Like, if you had to make a bet on this game, will they sack Joe Flacco more than five times? Yes. Maybe they don't because he just throws the ball away and it's just a dead play and he's savvy that way. But there are going to be a lot of plays in this game where he's like, well, I can't go anywhere because my feet are in cement.
He got sacked once by the Packers.
I know. I watched that game, though. He did what I'm describing where it's like, well, this play's screwed because I'm about to get blasted. There you go. Out of bounds. There you go. Throw it in the turf.
If Joe Flacco goes 29 of 40.
Dead play.
If Joe Flacco has his exact line against the Steelers that he had against the Packers,
yeah.
29 of 45, 219, two touchdowns, no picks.
The Steelers, I think, can still win, for sure.
Will they win?
Yes, I think they will.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of that, too, was second half stat padding. And if you get a lead,
I mean, it wasn't as much of a garbage time affair. It was 10-7 at one point, then it was 17-10, and then it got to 24-10, and then it was 24-18 with 4.5 to go. There are teams that have absolutely won games this
24
year.
24-18 with the Packers having the ball.
Yes, they were 1-3 and out away from getting it back with a chance to take the lead.
But there aren't 3 and outs against the Bengals defense. That's the other thing. It's not Joe Flacco and the 0-8 Ravens coming
then
in
why
here.
Why didn't the Packers have like 40 points?
Because they're Green Bay. They lost to Joe Flacco's Browns on the road. Sometimes Jordan Love just sort of does dumb things, like the interception he threw at the beginning of the game. It's what keeps him from getting in the conversation with the Josh Allens and Patrick
Mahomes. So why are we denigrating a Green Bay team that beat the Lions by 2 touchdowns, beat the Commanders by 2 scores, and...
Because that's the NFL. Okay. Philadelphia looked like world beaters for the first 3 weeks, and now they look like ass.
Wouldn't that's just... the NFL be a perfect example like of that statement be Joe Flacco with a second week with his new team actually gets one over on the Steelers or throws a major scare into
the Steelers? Well, Mike Tomlin makes it sound that way. Yeah. Mike Tomlin sounds like he believes that. Mike Tomlin sounds like a guy who was already counting this as a win when Jake Browning was there because he figured with the way Browning plays, his team was going to set a record for takeaways on Thursday night.
Jake Browning
and guess
was
what?
Playing
they,
horribly.
But guess what? They still might because it's not as if Flacco always protects the football, both with being old and getting hit, and also once in a while he just throws it up and says, here, jump ball, maybe you'll come down and catch it instead of my guy. He had 6 picks for Cleveland. That's why he partially got benched. I'm just surprised of all the times for Tomlin to be like, I'm pissed that another team made a move. It's over this. A guy that his defense should absolutely roast.
But didn't the last time he was in a game against them?
But
they
Donnie
didn't.
Donnie laid out the circumstances very well. They prepared for the most athletic quarterback in the entire league. It's like, I think I'm going to play a basketball game against a guy that can literally break my ankles on every possession. And instead, he doesn't show up. And here comes Uncle Steve, who's got all these pump fake moves, and he's got Ben Gay on his elbows and ass. And he's, you know what I'm talking about.
He's wearing an ace bandage.
It's an old man game. They got old man gamed in that matchup against the Colts.
I almost
it happens
a guy
in sports sometimes.
I almost
veteran savvy
an old man
took
guy.
Over. Yeah,
he
I
had,
know it's
he
annoying.
Had knee, he had a knee brace Absolutely and an ace bandage, and I think I was ready to fight.
There should not be a quarterback that Steelers fans know more and have opinions more on than Flacco, because you've seen him more than any quarterback. You've seen Joe Flacco play against your team more than Tom Brady.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.